Late today, more than a year after he was sworn into office, D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray made public a detailed accounting of who contributed to his campaign transition and how he spent the money. Now, the audit shows more than $100,000 in payments to two men at the center of some of the mayor's campaign and hiring controversies. Does the new information raise new questions for the mayor? Let's ask WTOP political analyst Mark Plotkin, who's here in studio with us. And Mark, does this audit help Mayor Gray, or might what it shows hurt him somehow?
Well, there's a little history to this, Bob, that we should tell the listeners. That is Dorothy Brazil, who is of DC Watch, a watchdog, citizen watchdog organization, has been asking for this audit literally at every press conference that I've gone to for over a year. Now they drop it on the typical Friday night dump, which means that they don't want a lot of attention to be paid to it. What is most interesting to me is the $34,000 paid to Howard Brooks. Howard Brooks I've described as the mystery man. He was also paid during the campaign. Now we see that he was paid after the campaign for the inaugural and the transition. He is the person that Suleiman Brown said was the major person giving him payments to criticize Adrian Fenty. The other individual is Reuben O. Charles, who was paid $70,000 after the campaign was over. He was a major fundraiser and was rumored to be the chief of staff. And then because of questions relating to his fundraising activities, he kind of disappeared.
You bring up Mr. Brooks. I've heard you talk about him many times. Question. The money paid to this consultant, let's maybe put the best face on it, or tell me I'm wrong. I mean, can the audit be read in such a way that it simply and honestly just shows Brooks being paid for legitimate services rendered?
I'm not questioning that whatsoever. It's just that Howard Brooks, we have not heard from. Howard Brooks was, we are being told, granted immunity. And he is central to the whole investigation of these alleged payments that were made to Suleiman Brown by the Gray campaign. Suleiman Brown says that two people paid him, Lorraine Green, who was the campaign chair, and that the person that she referred him to, this is what Suleiman Brown alleges, was Howard Brooks, who repeatedly gave him payments. So Howard Brooks is, as I said, central to finding out whether this is true or not.
So all you see is numbers on this audit at this moment. You can't go beyond that.
I mean, well, that's all that's been published. But we need to hear from Howard Brooks. He didn't testify during the city council hearing. We don't know what he has done other than that. The mayor has said that he didn't have any communication with Howard Brooks after the campaign. But we do see now that payments were made after the campaign.
We're talking about all this. Before I let you go, and briefly, please, what do we know about the state of any investigations regarding all of this and the mayor?
Well, this is a report that was promised, as I said, repeatedly, and we don't know whether there are any tie-ins. What is to be remarked upon is that Howard Brooks is a central figure and was paid not only during the campaign, but also during the inaugural and transition up to March 30th of this year. And this is the same individual who Suleiman Brown alleges paid him to say defamatory things about Adrian Fenty, and then later got a job in the Gray administration, although he was fired after about a month working in the Gray administration.
Thanks for coming in. Mark Plotkin, WTOP's political analyst.